Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram today. According to official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the lower house. 10 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Briefing media early this week, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju had said the full day discussion will start at 12 noon. He said a debate on electoral reforms will be taken up on Tuesday in the Lok Sabha.
Be a special discussion on 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram on Monday. The discussion will start at 12 noon and will go on for the full day. On Tuesday, the 9th December, there will be discussion on election reform. And my special appeal to all the opposition party members to cooperate fully and also to enrich the parliamentary proceedings.
The decision was taken during the all-party meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. The government has appealed to all party leaders to allow Parliament to function smoothly. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the country's motto of Vikas Bhi Virasat Bhi reflects a commitment to ensuring that modernization and urbanization strengthens culture rather than erasing India's cultural roots. Mr. Modi stated this in his message at the inaugural ceremony of the 20th session of UNESCO's Intergovernmental Committee for Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage in New Delhi yesterday. The Prime Minister said India is ensuring that no tradition, no practitioner, and no community remain invisible or unsupported. Mr. Modi further asserted that it's a moment of great pride for India to host the 20th session of the Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage and said that the session will work as a bridge between ancient inheritance and modern aspirations. The session will commence at Red Fort in the national capital from today and will continue till 13th of this month. Secretary, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, Maiti S. Krishnan has reaffirmed the Government of India's commitment to supporting Nagaland in strengthening its IT infrastructure and advancing the next generation of strategic technology initiatives proposed by the state. He stated this during a meeting with Advisor for Information Technology and Communication, Economics and Statistics and Evaluation, H. Sethongru Sangtam in Kohima yesterday. During the interaction, Advisor Sethongru briefed the Secretary on several flagship technological initiatives envisioned by the state government to build a robust and future-ready digital governance ecosystem. These include the AI-powered State Data Center, the State Cybersecurity Operations Center, and NagaChain, a blockchain-based governance framework. In response, the Métis Secretary commended that Nagaland government for its proactive and innovative approach in the IT sector. He noted that the initiatives presented were aligned with national priorities on cybersecurity, data governance, and inclusive digital identity frameworks. Mr. Krishnan also underscored the importance of sustained collaboration between the state and the center to ensure the successful execution of such transformative programs. And in the ongoing 26th Hornbill Festival, the Cultural Connect of Day 7 enthralled visitors with a spectacular showcase of the rich cultural diversity and spirit of harmony among the 8 northeastern states. The event was held yesterday at the Unity Plaza, Naga Heritage Village, Kisama, Kohima. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister for Home and Border Affairs, Yanthongo Patton, graced the program as the host, while Kekrelhule Yome, Advisor for School Education and SCERT, served as the co-host. S. Krishnan, Secretary, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, attended as the special guest along with other dignitaries. The cultural highlights featured the iconic Cherao or bamboo dance of Mizoram, followed by the Nishi community of Arunachal Pradesh presenting Juju Jaja Jaminja. From Manipur, the Kabui Rongmei community showcased Duisha Lam, also known as the waterfall dance. Tripura's Chakma community performed the popular Biju dance, while the Khasi community from Meghalaya presented the Masti dance. Representing Nagaland, Lotha women performed Nzanta and Munkyanta. Sikkim's Bhutia community enthralled the audience with the Snow Lion dance, Singhi Cham, a performance honoring Mount Kanchenjunga, and the Kabi community of Assam with their traditional Chong Kedam. The event was curated by the Northeast Zone Cultural Center, Dimapur, reflecting the collective cultural heritage and unity of the northeastern region. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.